This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your risk management advisor.
Welcome to episode 11A in the Risk Pool's Stronger Together podcast series. I'm your host, Scott Houston. Today's episode is about a Risk Pool program called Road Ready, which is designed to protect those who work in and around roadways. As always, I'm going to give you some basic information. We'll hear from people who are experts in the subject, and then I'll give you several action items to help you get everything you can from our partnership. One thing we know is sure, we've had far too many city and other local government employees killed in 2023 on Texas roads. That's why we've designated January as Road Ready Month. The program was started 3 years ago, and we've seen lots of progress and safety awareness among the members who've participated. For example, today we'll hear from the city of Mont Belvieu and all the things that they've done in implementing the program. I've also recruited two of our safety and loss control consultants, Colby Burkhart and Manny Trejo, to interview those folks from Mont Belvieu. These guys and all our internal consultants are experts in Road Ready and really every other type of loss prevention. Colby and Manny, take it away.
Welcome back, and thanks, Scott, for having us on to talk about the importance of safety around roadways. I'm Manny Trejo, Safety and Loss Control Consultant for Region 14. We're excited about helping members through Road Ready. The road part is actually an acronym that stands for Recognize the Hazards, Observe People, Processes, and Equipment, Assess the Risk Level, and Determine the Safest Course of Action. We can help you implement those steps and more through individual consultations, training, including Road Ready Rodeos. Get it? Rodeos? Attending your safety meetings and more. Just reach out to your safety and loss control consultant. If you don't know who that is, we've linked a map with contact information below the podcast. I'll turn it over to you now, Colby.
Thanks, Manny. I'm Colby Burkhart. I'm a safety and loss control consultant with the Risk Pool. Since it began, Road Ready has made significant strides. We currently span the initiative over 106 out of 254 counties. We're engaging with nearly 200 dedicated members who are actively participating. So far, what we've accomplished is 126 roadway-related consultations. We've done 94 safety meetings, 4 hazard surveys, and 5 successful rodeos so far. The initiative stands as a testament to its commitment to saving lives, preventing injuries, and fostering a culture of roadway safety. Today, I have one of those members, Mont Belvieu, who has earned 4 out of 5 digital badges. They champion Road Ready Month each year. They participate and utilize our Risk Pool resources, and they're proactive in safety and risk management activities. We're now joined by Brent Hahn, Assistant Fire Chief with the City of Mont Belvieu. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you've been a champion of safety since I've met you, and part of that safety effort has been Road Ready. What would you like to tell other members of the Risk Pool about why they should be involved in Road Ready?
I think it's keeping number one, our employees safe, to make sure that we recognize hazards and we do as much as we can to reduce those hazards so that their work environment is as safe as it can be, and also protecting our public as well. So moving forward, as far as why should the group do it for your people? I think that's the most important thing, is keep our people safe. And again, keep the public that we serve safe. But what we have learned is we've made some improvements. We're continuing to improve. We're evaluating each severe incident that we have, roadway shutdown, traffic accidents, to make sure that we're doing the best for our employees and keeping them safe and keeping the roadway open if we can, or providing detours and information to keep everybody safe.
Thank you, Chief. You mentioned roadway shutdowns. What's the traffic volume here at the city?
We had a recent, within the last couple of years, there was one of our major thoroughfares through the city is about 45,000 to 50,000 cars per day.
It's a lot of planning.
It is. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of risk. It's a hazardous materials route. It's a permitted load route. It's an artery connecting smaller cities to larger cities. A lot of commodity goes through that area.
With that in mind, you know, we're looking towards the future. You know, what do you have planned for the future? What kind of goals do you have for the city?
So we're going to rodeo it up in January. We're going to do our rodeo, but we're going to keep this program going. We have very much a success, but evaluating what we're finding, learning new trainings that come out, a new equipment that keep our people safe, but they're constantly reevaluating the program. We're supported by our city management, our city council, and to keep the message going across through all departments. We work very well with all departments, our police department. Our public works has a specialized trailer that has equipment to replace a person directing traffic to where we can completely block off a roadway, which is much safer to use a device versus a person.
That's amazing. Very inspiring for other members. And Mont Belvieu is a great example of just y'all's loss prevention partnership with the Risk Pool and your efforts towards safety. Thanks for being with us today,
Thank
Brian.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We're now joined by Dexter. He's a supervisor here at the City of Mont Belvieu. Welcome, Dexter, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Morning. My name is Dexter Tanner. I'm the Public Works Supervisor. I handle all the utilities and open construction for Mont Belvieu.
Thanks for coming on, Dexter. So what motivated you to become involved in Road Ready and just safety in general for your department?
So as being a supervisor here in Mont Belvieu, one of my main concerns is my employee safety. My guys and myself, we work a lot in the roadways here in Mont Belvieu. We deal with a lot of major highways. We also deal with the work zones, trenching for excavation for water sewer lines, and we deal with high traffic on the highways here in Mont Belvieu.
And since I've met you, we've started a few years ago doing monthly safety meetings, active training for your staff. Tell us a little bit about kind of what you're doing to engage your workers.
So we have, like you said, we do a lot of the monthly safety trainings. We also have enhanced some of those safety trainings to more of a daily thing instead of monthly. So each morning, me and my guys have tailgate meetings to kind of help to deal with the cautions of what they're going to have to do on a daily basis. So we also deal with a lot of, like I said, work zone stuff. We kind of assist with the fire and PD and traffic work zone safeties. We have barricades to assist them. We have our own trailer to carry all this stuff. So when they need us, we're there on time for them. So
thanks for being with us today, Dexter.
Thank you.
We're now joined by Ashley with the City of Mont Belvieu. Welcome, Ashley. Tell us a little bit about you and your title.
Thank you. I'm Ashley Philbrook. I'm the HR generalist for the City of Mont Belvieu. I came in roughly about 8 months ago, and the City of Mont Belvieu was full force with the Road Ready safeties. Here now, I'm working alongside Mr. Brent Hahn, who you spoke with earlier. We have a safety committee that was put together with representatives from each department. And doing that, we work alongside with each other, just thinking of different ways to make the city safer.
So you obviously are working towards your fifth digital badge, really engaging your departments. And so HR and risk management, tell me, what's your strategy for engaging each department? How are you supporting them from an HR and risk management standpoint?
With HR, we attend the monthly safety meetings that the departments have each month, providing any training resources that they may need or just simply being there to, you know, answer questions or see if there's any type of topics that may need to be addressed.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks for being with us today, Ashley.
Thank you.
Special thanks to Manny and Colby for helping me out on this episode. And thanks to them and all our loss prevention crew for working every day to keep you guys safe. Okay, let's do our action items for today. First, check out the Road Ready webpage for all sorts of information, including 2024 Road Ready exposure tip sheets. Tip sheets are just one-page documents you can use to learn about roadway hazards and use for the basis of your safety meetings. You can also sign up for our Safety at Your Fingertips program to receive tip sheets and more through a periodic text that's sent directly to your phone. I've linked the sign up for that below the podcast as well. Second, ask your public works, utilities, public safety, and other departments that work around roads to reach out to their consultant and ask for an on-site consultation. And finally, once you start to participate, share that with your citizens through badges for achievement and social media using the hashtag BeRoadReady. That's it for this episode. We'll talk again soon.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.